The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been knocked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock, the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. It's very encouraging, the word of Jesus. Ask, you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Locked, and the door will be opened to you. Once, Jesus was conversing with Sister Faustina, Saint Faustina. And Jesus says, "Faustina, you seldom ask me anything." Then Faustina says, "Lord, you know everything. I don't have to ask." But Jesus says clearly, "You ask is your duty. I know it's my duty. So you have to fulfill your duty to ask." So many times we say the Lord knows everything, then we don't have to pray. We just leave it. No. You have to pray for it. You have to ask for it. That's because all the gifts are already given. If you don't ask, you don't feel the need. That's a problem. Jesus opened his hand. All the grace is coming out. But you never knew before him. So even the graces can enter, because when you don't ask, that means you are still wandering to other way, not towards Jesus. When you ask, and the best gift is the Holy Spirit. When you have this Holy Spirit, then you have all the answers. You have all the strength. But if you don't ask, many times our heart could be closed. So Jesus already opened some. He's waiting for us to open our hearts, to let his grace, to let the Holy Spirit comes in to our hearts.